Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Paula Yanko from the Thompson Community Foundation. Paula's here to tell us about some of the grants that are coming up that have a deadline on February 19th. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So Paula, tell us about the Thompson Community Foundation and how long it's been a part of the community.
The Thompson Community Foundation was formed in 1995 and it's a tax-exempt charitable foundation. Donations to the foundation are combined into a capital fund, which is invested to produce an annual revenue. It's this revenue that is used every year to grant to worthy community projects. In this way, the donations are used to grow the fund, but are never spent. As the fund grows, so does the revenue earned, which in turn allows the foundation to grant more back to the charitable community organization. All gifts are eligible for a tax receipt, and we encourage companies to look at payroll deduction donations. This is a win-win situation for everyone, whereby the employee receives a tax receipt for their gift, and the community foundation has increased funds to grant back to the community.
Now, how many grants has the Thompson Community Foundation awarded since it was first established?
We've granted to 282 projects for a total of $1,629,992.04 over the past 25 years.
Now, as mentioned at the top of the interview here, the Thompson Community Foundation has a few grants that have a deadline approaching later this month. So why don't you tell us a bit more about them?
Well, to be eligible for a grant, you must be a charitable registered organization through Revenue Canada, and you must have a charitable number. Organizations can obtain the applications from our website at ourfoundationthompson.ca or by emailing tcf@mymts.net. As you said, the application deadline is this February the 19th at 4 p.m. And after the deadline, the grants committee, which consists of two board members and four community members, will meet to review each application and will make recommendations on which projects to grant. These recommendations are then taken back to the Community Foundation Board for a final decision.
Now, when will the grants be awarded once everything's been reviewed?
The grants are awarded at our annual general meeting on June the 15th this year. We ask that the applicants attend our AGM.
And can you speak to how much money will be awarded by the Thompson Community Foundation at your AGM this year?
This year we'll be granting $148,986.78.
I just wanted to ask, could you give us some examples of projects that were funded by these grants recently?
Last year we donated $34,595.25 towards the Eastwind Park enhancement. $25,000 went to the Thompson YWCA to upgrade their commercial kitchen. Plus money has gone to the food bank, at the Salvation Army, Thompson Seniors Resource Center for care package distribution, Wapanoag School, lots of different projects.
Now, Paula, if anyone has any questions about the application process, who can they contact?
They should contact Tammy Kober at 204-281-3110 or by email at tcf@mymts.net.
All right. Now, Paula, was there anything else you'd like to add pertaining to these grants?
I'd just like to encourage organizations to get their applications in as soon as possible. The deadline, again, is February the 19th at 4 p.m.
All right, I see. Well, thank you again, Paula, for letting us know about the Thompson Community Foundation's grant application.
Thank you for inviting me today.
That was Paula Yanko, the Grants Chair for the Thompson Community Foundation. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.